the KPMG Financial Reporting Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Tricarci, and we are coming to you live-ish from the 2024 AICPA and CIMA Conference. I'm joined by Aaron McCluskey, our co-leader of our SEC topic team, who's attending the conference this year. So Aaron, the conference has been referred to as many things, the Super Bowl of Accounting, Accounting Con, etc. But you heard a new one yesterday, right?
I did. Accounting Palooza. So that was a new one that I quite enjoyed.
Accounting Palooza. That seems to bring a new meaning to high quality financial reporting. So, Aaron, we're recording this on Tuesday morning. You know, you've had enough time to digest what we heard on day one of the conference. So I want to just take a few minutes and try to break it down for our listeners who didn't get the chance to attend. But before we get into the agenda, I have to ask, what was for lunch yesterday? Chicken, beef, or fish?
It's always chicken, isn't it?
Chicken. Well, that was the heavy favorite. I'm not going to lie. I think today my bet is on fish. So we'll see if I'm right when we record this again tomorrow.
I'll let you know.
Okay. So let's get into what happened yesterday. And we primarily heard from the SEC and the FASB, right? So let's start with the SEC. And, you know, things kicked off with Mark Ueda, who's the commissioner at the SEC, who I think many believe will be the acting chair once Gensler steps down and before Paul Atkins is confirmed. So what did we hear from Commissioner Ueda yesterday?
Yeah, Commissioner Ueda highlighted two main priorities that he foresees for the incoming administration. First, he emphasized this renewed focus on facilitating capital formation, which, as you are aware, is one of the SEC's core missions. The other two being investor protection and ensuring efficient capital markets. And so in recent times, he has observed that it has been more burdensome to be a public company and suggested that the commission really focus on reducing that cost and complexity of going public to make it a more viable option for companies. And then second, he discussed a shift in how the SEC approaches cryptocurrency regulation. And he commented that, again, in recent years, he's observed the SEC has been regulating that industry through enforcement. And he believes that the SEC needs to move from this reactive enforcement to proactive measures, and suggested that the staff accounting bulletin, or otherwise known as a SAB, SAB 121, should be withdrawn.
So Tim Brown and I did a podcast before the election, and we talked about what, you know, the future of the SEC might look. And so far, I think we're 2 for 2. Mm-hmm. And we joked that SAB 121 was like one of the few things in recent memory that there's been bipartisan support to get rid of.
Yeah.
You know, it was vetoed by President Biden, but it sounds like that might be back on the table.
Absolutely. And he did suggest that perhaps the accounting for crypto assets should be considered by the FASB under its normal standard setting procedures. So we'll see. Okay. We'll see where that goes.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. And what else? Any other like changes that, you know, you think might be tied to this new incoming administration under future Chair Atkins?
Yeah, Mark Ueda also made some comments, you know, calling for the review of outdated rules. And he also emphasized this need for, you know, again, to consider the competition, efficiency, capital markets, and all their rulemaking activities. And interestingly, he suggested a retrospective review of the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board, otherwise known as the PCOB, to evaluate the effectiveness of that board over the past 20 years and also consider some potential restructuring, which was interesting.
Yeah, I think that'll be even more interesting because we're going to hear from the PCOB today, correct? This afternoon?
Correct. Yes,
yeah,
we will.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back tomorrow to report on what we heard from them. So stay tuned. With that, let's move to the other SEC folks that we heard from. I think Paul Munter, the chief accountant, spoke, and then he was followed by members of his staff in the office of the chief accountant. So you want to run us through the headlines from those guys?
Yeah, absolutely. So Paul Munter, you know, in recent years, he's made similar comments, but he reiterated and reemphasized some of those points he's previously made. So underscoring, you know, high quality financial reporting is really critical to investor confidence. And that in turn supports efficient markets and capital formation. So some of those comments that we talked about previously that Mark was making about, you know, focusing on capital formation, efficient markets, and also emphasizing that the entire financial reporting ecosystem really relies on those collective efforts of all accounting professionals. And he talked a little bit about the FASB's updated conceptual framework. And that's because the conceptual framework serves as the foundation for developing high quality recognition and measurement standards. And so, again, reiterating, preparers should really view that financial reporting or high quality financial reporting as a communication activity and not as a compliance activity. And also touched on the fact that high quality implementation of those accounting standards leads to investors receiving the most decision useful information and ultimately reducing costs that may otherwise be passed on to them. So again, that focus on efficient markets, capital formation, and otherwise also establishing investor confidence in the capital markets.
Yeah. And it seems like a steady drumbeat that we've heard from OCA over the last couple of years. I mean, even since I was there, the messaging has been on high quality financial reporting, how important that is to investors, how important it is to communicate that financial information to investors. And so it sounds like, again, we're hearing a lot of the same, which is good in terms of the no surprises notion, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also, you know, there were some points made about really encouraging participation or stakeholder engagement, and that really, you know, the contribution from stakeholders on any sort of rulemaking or standard setting really helps form those future rules. And so it's really important to participate in that process. So encouraging the audience and the profession overall to, you know, to comment on any standards that are coming. And
yeah, I talked to a lot of former colleagues and friends yesterday, and I think that was the other big theme of the entire day. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to hear more when we get to the FASB of just how important it is for that stakeholder feedback throughout the standard setting process.
Absolutely. It was mentioned on several occasions throughout the day yesterday.
Okay. And then, you know, again, from folks I talked to last night, it sounds like the staff of OCA talked about a couple recent pre-clearances on the sale or disposal of subsidiaries, and then, you know, distinguishing liabilities from equity, which is always a hot topic, and, you know, scoping specifically with the segment standard and, you know, who that new standard applies to. So if that's relevant to our listeners, you know, you might want to go check our blogs, which we are posting on a daily basis. You can find them on our FRV website. Just Google KPMG FRV, and then you can navigate your way to the conference landing page, and there's a little bit more information on what was said about those. So Aaron, let's transition to the FASB. We've already talked a little bit about it, but we also heard from the FASB chair, Rich Jones, and his staff. What did they have to say yesterday?
Yeah, they talked about several key projects that are on the agenda, and those key projects, one of them being the new standard on the disaggregation of income statement expenses, otherwise known as DICE, and that's D-I-S-E, not D-I-C-E. So this standard is really intended to provide more detailed expense information to financial statement users. So certainly, you know, quite a highlight that one comes into play in 2027. So a couple of years down the road, but you know, companies are needing to prepare for that sooner than later because there will be a lot that goes into it and a lot of preparation that's required.
We recently did a podcast on DICE. It was released just a few weeks ago, so if you haven't listened to that, check it out. We didn't get into the technical details of what the ASU says. We have an article on that, but we talked about a lot of what you just referred to, Aaron. All the implementation challenges that are going to come with that and why it might be a good idea to start early, even though it's not effective until 27. So again, check that out if you haven't seen it yet. But anyway, sorry to cut you off. Keep going.
No, absolutely. And actually, it was interesting. One of the comments that was made yesterday, they had observed that companies were saying that they thought it would take 24 to 36 months to prepare for that. And so thought that was interesting, too. So certainly not a standard that you want to wait to get on board with.
Yeah, and I actually heard there was a panel, right, of different CAOs from various companies, and I heard that they were speaking very favorably of it, meaning they thought it was going to provide very useful information to investors, and they were looking at it as an opportunity, right, to tell their story and communicate that information. And so, again, just another reason to focus on that and get started early.
Absolutely. And then some of the other projects they talked about were related to those that were, you know, modernizing certain standards. And some of those included software costs, government grants, and environmental credits. Okay. And So, and then I will say, I guess that similar to the OCA staff stressing stakeholder engagement, the FASB also did that as well. So like you said, certainly a theme of the day yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, so we have an invitation to comment. I think they said it's coming still this calendar year. Is that right?
They did. They said a couple of, you know, there's a couple of them that are Q4. And as you know, there's only a few days left.
Exactly.
Q4, and they seem to think that or indicate that they were still coming before the end of the year. So certainly be on the lookout.
Yeah. And last time they did the invitation to comment. I mean, if we think about their agenda with DICE, the income tax disclosure segment, crypto, like all of that came out of the last ITC. So again, they really do value the feedback that comes out of that. So again, for our listeners who are interested in the future standard setting of the FASB, this is a great opportunity to participate. And then, you know, Rich Jones also emphasized how important the stakeholder feedback is after they've, you know, taken up a standard, right? When it's in the exposure draft phase. And we've seen that recently, namely with DICE. You know, there were some big, fairly big changes made between the proposed ASU and the final based on that feedback. So again, it was a big theme yesterday of how important it is for people to participate. And so I guess we'll keep the plug going on this podcast. All right, Aaron. So there's always the end of day Q&A, you know, and last year, I think things got, I'll just say, somewhat interesting, right? With some of the discussion between some of the panelists on that. Did we get any similar action yesterday, or?
You know, no shockers or anything like that. No new information was released and discussed. So pretty, as you would have expected it, but it's only day one and we do have day two coming. So who knows if maybe it'll be a little bit more exciting.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to that. And I think that's a perfect way to close out this podcast, which was, you know, the coverage of day one. But like you said, we will be back to cover day two tomorrow. And we're expecting to hear from the PCAOB, members of Court Finn of SEC, which is always, you know, interesting. And then I think there's also some cybersecurity discussion. So we'll be back here on the same channel tomorrow to let you know what we heard. And Aaron, you're going to be joining me again, right?
I will be.
All right, cool. Looking forward to it. Thanks for your time. And have fun at the conference today.
Sounds good. Talk soon.
Thank you for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode, which I hope you did, please give us 5 stars and make sure you subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you listen to podcasts. We've got some really great content coming up that you will not want to miss. And in the meantime, you can check out our website at frv.kpmg.us. We've got some really great materials on whatever financial reporting topic you're interested in. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.